All right, we're going to do our protocols. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phones on audio connected or mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link, then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So good morning or afternoon. This is San Diego Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Monday, April the 27th at 12 o'clock. Public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdnipmacademy.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So let's open up this meeting and do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. John Dorch,
present.
Victoria Hancock,
present.
And James Lott,
present.
So we have a quorum. We're going to do Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Mr. Lott to do it.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
But we're going to start with staff introductions. Mr. Brandy.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board, those online, and folks in attendance. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, all.
Good afternoon, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Derek Bauer, CEO.
Will Thompson, Attorney for the School.
Jenna Yunus, School Principal.
Good afternoon, Gita Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
Good afternoon, Tim Cart, State and Federal Programs.
Good afternoon, Memory Molina, Special Education Director.
Anybody else who's presenting? All right, welcome to all of you. We're now going to go to 1F, approved agenda for the April 27, 2026 regular public board of directors. And I'll need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock.
Sean Dorch will second the motion.
Victoria Hancock has moved. John Dorch has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now on 1F. Approved minutes of the March 5th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any corrections or comments or questions? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
I'll be back. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Claudette Beck's motion. James Lott has seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The 1F has been approved unanimously. We're now on to consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. A, 1 and 2. 1, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 employee handbook. And 2, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 parent student handbook. Is there anyone on the board that wants to table one of these or have a discussion or have questions? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 2 consent agenda A, 1, and 2?
John Dorch moves to approve.
John Dorch has moved. James Lott has seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 2 consent agenda A, 1 and 2. So now we're on public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you?
Good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. Here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak today.
Right, so now we're on four. School reports and information. This is a finance update. Gita.
Thank you, Board. So I'd like to go over the line of credits that the school currently maintains. This document is updated as of March 30th, 2026. And you see on the top portion, it's a line of credit that the school maintains with Hanmi Bank at $1 million limit at an interest rate of 7.25%, which fluctuates with prime rate. And that can change. And if there's any changes, I'll notify the board regularly. It expires on September 3rd, 2027. And then also, we have to provide the financials and the financial condition of the school to the bank to ensure that they that the school maintains good financial health so that the school can tap into the line of credit if necessary. And the school has always maintained that. On the lower portion, you see LLAC's update as far as line of credit. The school maintains $750,000 line of credit at a fixed rate of 6%. And that was approved through a promissory note for this fiscal year. And on both line of credits, the school has not tapped into them. And if necessary, obviously, we'll look at other options out there to ensure that the school receives the lowest interest rate. And with that, those are my only two updates. And if any questions, happy to discuss with the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. We appreciate that. Any questions from the board? So now we're going to be on 4B, area superintendent update. Lindsay.
That's me. Thank you, President Sanford. This report covers February 2nd to March 10th. This is for learning period 8. At that time, we had 513 students enrolled in SEMA, which is 84 more students than we had at the same time last year. If we can scroll to page 2. As you can see, overall credit completion was 4.08, still exceeding our regional goal of 4, but roughly about the same as we did last year. Core credit completion is 2.87, again, very similar to where we were at last year and well above the goal of 2. ADA utilization was 93.97. I was looking at the wrong one. It's 92.23, excuse me, about the same as last year again. And the graduation rate was 59.04. Overall, SDMA is doing really well. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Any questions from the board? Oh, that looks good. Right. So now we're on principal update. This is C. Jenna.
Thank you. Hello to our school board and happy spring to you. This is Jenna Eunice, principal at San Diego Mission Academy. I wanted to provide some additional information and as an addendum to what Ms. Reese shared. So what's happening at our school site at this time, if we start from the left side blue column, our enrollment as of today is 578 students with about 14% over age 19 served through our workforce partnership. The number you see on the report on screen included pre-enrolls at the time that I ran this report, students who are set to enroll in the next few weeks. Even though we are nearing the end of our school year, we are still enrolling new students. Moving on to our special populations, special education remains high at 20%, and our ELs are still hovering right around 12%. We have more than 77 graduates to date and have a cap and gown ceremony in Carson, California, on May 21st, 2026. We are finishing CASP testing, for which we are nearing the 95% participation rate, so our rate has increased since this report ran, and what you see on your screen. We are testing through May 8th, and then we'll be moving into our NWEA growth assessments in reading and math. And that concludes my report. Thank you for listening.
All right, that looks good. Any comments from the board? Nice. Love this whole report. All right, so now we're going to go to D, local control and accountability plan, goals and metrics. Tim Cart, you've got two things to do, Tim. I'm going to let you just go.
All right. Good afternoon, board. Today I'm presenting on our local control and accountability plan, goals and metrics, along with some notable items regarding our annual school survey. The four reports are included in your board packets. The LCAP report shows how we are progressing toward our goals over time. This report includes our LCAP Year 1, 2024-2025 end-of-year data and updated Year 2, 25-26 data from LPs 1 through 7 where applicable. This information helps guide our work as we prepare our 26-27 LCAP with the goal of continuing to improve outcomes for our students. This graphic here shows the LCAP as a continuous cycle, and we are currently in the evaluate and revise phase. We're reviewing data, identifying what is working, and determining where adjustments are needed. Feedback from students, parents, staff, community members, and board members help to ensure our plan remains both responsive and focused. Next year is our last year in the three-year cycle, after which time we will make changes as noted through the continuous review process. Here's a snapshot of our current progress across four LCAP goals. For goal one, academic progress, SDMA is doing great things. Our one-year graduation rate is 98.8%, well exceeding our three-year target. Our goal one focus area is English learner reclassification. We are at 8.25%, which is above the current state average of 6%, but is still below our original baseline of around 19%. For goal two, college and career readiness, our academic performance indicators for ELA and math both grew from red to yellow, bypassing the three-year target of orange entirely. One area of focus is our college and career indicator, currently at 8.3% prepared with a goal of 15% prepared. For goal three, student retention, our success rate is well above target at 92.73%, showing strong student engagement. A focus area is the attendance rate, which currently shows 67% of students engaging in regular synchronous instruction with a goal of 75%. For goal four, educational partner engagement, our ed partner participation was noted at 753, which does meet the goal of being above enrollment at the time captured. One area of focus is our parent survey participation, which at 24% is below the target of 66%. We are, however, working to find ways to increase this metric. This moves us into the school survey report, which shows growth in participation for students and staff, but we saw a decrease in participation among parents despite strong efforts by our school leaders to intentionally gather feedback from students, parents, and staff. The annual school survey helps us reflect on school climate, programs, and overall experiences of our students, parents, and staff. It informs development of the 26-27 LCAP and supports reporting for Priority 6 school climate. The state requires this survey to measure student perceptions of safety and connectedness, which research shows is linked to stronger outcomes. Survey results show that 99% of our students feel physically and emotionally safe at school, and 96% reported feeling connected to the adults at their school. 100% of parents reported that the school encourages them to participate and provide input in activities, events, parent workshops, and meetings. Additionally, 100% of parents felt the school environment is safe. Staff responded favorably with regard to experiencing feelings of safety and connectedness. 97% felt connected to the school, and 100% felt the school environment is safe. Thank you. That concludes my report on the LCAP goals and metrics and school survey results. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim. That's great. Any comments from the board members? Oh, good. So now we're going to go to 4F, CDE notification, 24-25 annual determination, pursuant to the Individuals with Disability Education Act of selection for 25-26 special education monitoring activities. This is Memory.
Good afternoon, board members. In support of the implementation of IDA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special education compliance. You've each received a copy of this letter in your board packet. In the 2026 monitoring year, the annual determination for San Diego Mission Academy has been identified as compliance-only needs assistance. San Diego Mission Academy was also identified for year one disproportionality for Hispanic students under specific learning disability. We will complete targeted activities to identify root causes and ensure equitable identification practices. I'm happy to share a big accomplishment for San Diego Mission Academy, and that is for the 2026 monitoring year, they were 100% compliant with IEP timelines. We will continue to participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA that are designed to support compliance and improvement monitoring activities for small LEAs. This concludes my section. Thank you.
Thank you, Memory. That's really good, 100%.
Yes.
Like that. All right, so now I'm going to go. Any other comments from the board besides me? All right, let's go to G, current vendor list. Lindsay.
Thank you again, President Sanford. In your board package, you should have a copy of this vendor listing matching what's on the screen. It simply lists each vendor's name and shows a brief description of service. We share this with the board twice annually to ensure that there are no conflicts of interest. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or Bill Thompson. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any questions to the board? All right, so H, we are 26, 27 draft board meeting dates. And they're in your packet, and remember, it says a draft, so be flexible. Put them in your calendars, and when you figure out where you're going for vacation and stuff, make sure you look around this or talk to Vanessa. All right. Number five, action items. The board will be asked to approve the charter school's renewal application and recertification for dashboard alternative school sites. This is Lindsay.
Thank you. Let me get to that part of my notes real quick, because we have an update. Here we go. The CDE DAS division recently updated its recertification instructions. The renewal application process for existing application-based DAS schools for the 26-27 accountability year and 2027 dashboard is anticipated to open later this year. LEAs and schools are encouraged to regularly monitor the CDE DAS webpage for the most current information, updates, and application timelines. So, due to this recent update by the CDE DAS division, the board will not be asked to take action on this item right now. Due to this recent update, no action is required at this time. Staff will continue to monitor the CDE DAS webpage for the official recertification process and timelines during the 26-27 period. This item will be brought back to the governing board for review and recommended action once additional information becomes available. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the board? All right, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
They'll move to approve by Victoria Hancock.
Carol, you don't need to take any action.
Oh, okay. I remember that from before. That's all right. Oh, I forgot.
She calls for it and we respond.
Yes. Through this before. All right. So 5B. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Vita. This one we
can. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Board President. Thank you, Board. So I'd like to go over the two items, which is in your also packet. They're also red lines. These two sections of the accounting manual there are some recommendation for changes and for board's consideration. So the updates make two main changes to the accounting manual, and both are meant to make transactional approvals more clear and documented system-based. First, for the checks over $25,000, the old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces that email step with approval through the microid system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than by a separate email. Second, for purchase orders, the old language required any purchase order over $25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in microids for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over $50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. And I must say that this threshold was recommended by our third-party auditor. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining broader oversight for larger purchases. With that, these are my two recommendations to the board, and I thank you for your consideration. If any questions, I'd be happy to go over. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions for Gita? Can I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
They'll move to approve by Victoria Hancock.
John Dorch seconds.
Victoria Hancock has moved. John Dorch has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 5D. So now we're on 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. I would like to congratulate the San Diego Mission Academy team for their reports, especially the credit completion report, when I see that over half of the credit completions are core subjects. So teaching is still very important in our San Diego Mission Academy. I'd also like to state that it shows that a progressive seat-based program can work side by side with an online program and produce the results that you're looking for. So online programs are working out very well for us. So thank you so much, and back to you, Madam President.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, I'd like to agree with Mr. Brown that we love adequate progress toward graduation. So we're grateful for the academic program. And to also apply the 100% compliance with our IEPs and special ed population requirements, very important, and we are delighted for that. Keep up the good work, and thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. As someone who has sat through many IEPs, there are a lot of work. So 100% is a big thing. It's not just some random thing. There are a lot of work. Any other comments from the board?
Hi, Beck. I'd just like to say again and again, I've said it so many times before, but, you know, Lindsay and Jenna, you guys do the best. I mean, your teamwork with all of your people, you know, are always good, and we always like to see those high numbers. So keep on doing that.
So anybody else? All right. So we are not going to go into closed session. Start, Mr. Thompson.
Right.
On advice of council, we are not going into closed session. So now we're going to go down to 8. That's our closing items. Our next resident board meeting will be June 5th, 2026. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this, the complete fee.
I think I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Becca's motion. James Law is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? By unanimous vote, we are closing this.